she says.
You never heard of it?
After midnight. Da 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 da.
Hasta luego.
Shams mom.
You never heard of me? Stupid.
Welcome to an all-new episode of What Now, where we take the hottest sports topics, dissect them, correct them, and bring them to you from our perspective. I'm Jamie, and along with me is Tobias and Tyreek, the top three, the only three, the big three.
Hey, the champ is back, baby. The champ is back. It's been a while. The champ is back. You know, I know y'all miss me. I know.
What's up?
No worries. How's the right day been? How have y'all been? I haven't seen What Now. I haven't seen y'all in 3 weeks. My Jamie, Tyreek, how have you been? How's life?
No, but it's you. You're the one that they haven't seen.
Hey, y'all said they haven't seen me. I said they haven't seen me in 3 weeks.
Exactly. So they have. We have to see how you've been.
Oh, how have I been?
Tyreek was on the positivity spreader, but I'm sensing a little hatred.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, what's all that about?
I asked him how he's been.
Since last week, What Now fans, you know, Tyreek has done a change in his mood and. He's going to be a positive person from now on. He's going to be a positive person.
I just went through it was a hate phase.
That was a long phase, brother. That was a long phase. But you know, hey, we all go through phases. So he's back. He's positive now. So we'll see how long that lasts.
Excuse me?
Yeah, we'll see how long it lasts. or is this just a positivity phase?
You don't have faith in positivity?
No, bring it back. Bring back the hate.
Why do y'all like hate so much?
Because I'm
for the positivity.
When the first text I get from Tyreek in our group fantasy football group chat is, "Hope you guys have a blessed day." Shut up.
Hey, man.
I hope y'all have good days, man.
I hope y'all have a good day too, but
a lot of us don't have good days. We have to have good days.
Well, not dwelling too much, Tyreek, but you know, I appreciate your text. I needed that. So thank you.
I do enjoy the positivity, but I have to pretend that I don't.
Don't go back on it now. Stick with the character you've created, Jamie.
I want to have a good day.
Uh-oh.
Ain't going back on it now.
Why is the guy hateful? Where'd that come from?
All right. Let's talk about a big day in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So last I heard, Devonta Adams, actually, they were not going to trade him. Elijah and I literally just talked about it because I guess they weren't getting enough in return. And then all of a sudden today, your boy got traded. And where did he go? To the Jets, as we all heard.
J-E-T-S, Jets.
I think they had to trade him because he wasn't going to play. Mm-hmm. Apparently, his hamstring is good now.
He had a miraculous healing.
Is that not against the rules and stuff? I mean, they've been talking about tampering and all this other stuff. I would figure that would be against the rules, you know, to keep someone on an injury report or injury reserve or something like that.
I mean, that's not tampering. But
I mean, I feel like it's a rule, bro. I mean, I don't know the NFL, the whole rule book, but I feel like that should be or is a rule because they're already sensitive about finding coaches if they or franchises if they report, you know, a faulty injury report. Just with like Jordan Mason with Christian McCaffrey stuff, there was a whole big deal about that, like whether he was injured or not, whether, you know, he was going to play or not. I feel like that should be a rule, but
It must not be, or else, I mean, it wouldn't be happening.
Jamie could tell you more about it, I'm sure, but I feel like hamstrings is not something that you could really say if they're good enough to play or not. It's kind of just based on the person. Is that true, Jamie?
It depends. It depends on the severity. It depends on what the injury like truly was. Because, you know, sometimes people don't play more likely, like more in baseball, but like they'll put is out because of tightness.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you're not feeling tight that day then. I mean, I think, I don't know. It just depends on the injury, where it was.
And what now, fans? You're hearing from a licensed, that's Dr. Jamie Seuss. She's a physical therapist right there. So take that consideration.
It depends though, because hamstring injuries, they can be tough to come back from. They're hard to, they can be hard to rehab.
Some
3 weeks.
coaches, will, that's like their like, I guess, protocol. There's like a hamstring injury stuff. They'll keep you out for a minimum of 2 weeks, 2 or 3 weeks. Because I know Mike and Jim Harbaugh are like that.
I don't know, but all I know is Devontae was in New York.
Yeah, that's great. And he was on the Pat McAfee show. I mean, he was in the background. Like Aaron Rodgers on Zoom. And then Devontae Adams just comes in and is like, hey guys.
was like
Planned. This thing has been in the works.
Yeah.
That was like 20 minutes after the
Exactly. Like, are you kidding me? Like
trade. Like they played the night before.
when I see stuff like that, it really just makes me think, like, is the NFL just one
Rigged.
big, yeah, one
Rigged.
big, yeah. Is it rigged? Is like one big playground for grown men? Like, what is it? Like, is this real?
I mean, that's how the NBA is, though. It's more, it's player driven rather than owner driven.
I
So.
like that better. I like it. I mean, because NBA is like, I will say, like, the story. I feel like the storylines in the NBA are more interesting than the NFL, but I like football better. So, I mean, it's just more
I mean,
entertaining to
in the
me.
NBA, it has to be though, because
Yeah.
it's the season is so long, so we can't NFL. At least we gotta wait a week to watch the
Yeah.
next game. NBA, whatever happened last night don't even matter because they got a whole nother game today too. Same thing with baseball too.
So, I guess, do we think that the Jets are actually going to be
No.
serious? Oh, okay. I like that, Jamie. I like it. All right. Yeah, but I mean, that's a little about that. I mean, I'm dark now.
No.
But like,
Why?
Aaron Rodgers already talked about the other day that
Wait,
there's
she
a
gotta say why
possibility.
not? She
Yeah,
gotta
why
say why
not?
she thinks no.
I don't think so. They're not playing. I mean, one player does not change your entire the way you've been looking all season. Sorry.
That's
I
true.
mean, maybe because him and Aaron have played together before. Sure, maybe. But the whole rest of the team has, I mean, I don't know. They got to play well together. It's not just two people.
Yeah. That's been their whole issues. They've always had a talented roster, like the last 3 years. It's just they can't put it together. I don't know how to describe it. Like, I don't know if it's chemistry, if it's,
Poverty franchise.
yeah,
You
leadership,
got to
yeah.
think. A lot of people aren't going to love that Devonta Adams is coming because that just means they're losing touches now because Aaron Rodgers knows him.
If I was Garrett Wilson, I'd be kind of pissed. I'm not gonna lie,
What I'm saying because now he's
because
just ball all the time.
they
Well, honestly,
already
we.
had a deep receiving room. I mean, they had Conklin, they had Wilson, that Lazard. I mean, Lazard's not phenomenal, but I mean, he's a solid receiver. Like they already, I mean, it wasn't like they had a bad receiver room.
Well, Wilson should be playing better now because Devontae's going to get the bulk of the defense now. So Wilson should be playing better. Mike Williams is the one that's going to be out of the way. He might get traded, to be honest.
Send
Because
him to Pittsburgh. We need it. We need
Lazard is
LL.
going to be number three. But I don't know. I mean, I don't really know what the Jets, but I feel like they'll be better because their division also isn't that good, so their division could go 9 games, 9 or 10 games, and that could be winning the division. And because like the Dolphins are, I'm looking at it now, Dolphins are 2-3, and we don't know when Tua is coming back. The Patriots are the Patriots, and then the Bills are 4-2, but we'll talk about them in a second. But still, the Bills, you never know with them, so I don't know. And
What's the Jets'
the
record?
defense is actually pretty good.
Yeah.
So it's really just the offense. And if Aaron has somebody he can trust to throw the ball to, because Aaron's the one who he's like an emotional quarterback almost. Like you drop one ball, you're not giving the ball again for the next 4 games. And so he trusts Lazard and he trusts Devontae Adams and Garrett Wilson's good enough for him to trust. I think it'd be good for him.
He's narcissistic, is what he is. He thinks he's the main. Aaron Rodgers is the type of person that thinks he's the main character in life.
He's the main character in his story.
Yeah, his story. No, he feels like he's the main character in everybody's story. Like if I'm watching the Jets, like I'm watching it for Aaron Rodgers. That's how you feel like.
You know who I'd be upset, or if I was Robert Saleh, I'd be upset. I get fired the week before, and then you bring in Devontae Adams. Like, come on, you could at least give me a week with him, and
Could have given me a chance to show you what I could do with him.
yeah,
That's annoying.
main, yeah.
Then Nathaniel Hackett got demoted. I don't even see how that's like. You can't demote me at a company and expect me to stay there. I'm sorry.
Right, bye.
I'm sorry. Especially coach. I think coaches. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I was just gonna say I will leave same day. That's it.
Yeah, especially I think coaches' salaries are guaranteed. Like their contracts are guaranteed. So he gonna make the money regardless. I would like, you know what? It's, you're not gonna take away play calling. Get you're gonna leave me the same title, but take away all of my responsibilities. Like, come on.
Who's the coach? It was for this is not football, but it was in college. What team was it for college hoops? There's a coach, he got fired, but he still chose to coach during March Madness. I can't remember. Was it
Okay. I don't know.
Yeah, I can't remember who it
Was
was, but
it
it was a
Coach
coach.
K?
There was a coach. It wasn't Coach K. It was like a small school or something, like St. Peter's or something like that.
Oh, I
I
have
don't
no idea then.
know. Man, I can't remember. But no. Yeah. So we'll see what they do.
Okay, the next trade. I need to get something. I need to say something about this one.
Hit us with it.
I was told. Now y'all let me know if I was wrong, but I was told that Josh Allen doesn't need a number one receiver to be good, to do what he needs to do. Before he had Stephon Diggs, he was sorry. He got Stephon, and Josh Allen was Josh Allen. He was the man. He's the man. Five games without Stephon, now they got to bring in somebody else to help him out because he don't have enough pieces. All I'm saying is, bruh, it's okay to say that you need help. It's okay. When Josh Allen went on that 3-game winning streak to start the season, it was like, oh, that man, MVP. He ain't got nobody, man. He doing this. He doing this. He going crazy. As soon as he lose two straight games, man, Josh Allen ain't got nobody, man. He need help. Like, come on, right? Like, you can't have it both ways. Is he good or is he not good without some help? And I'm not saying Amari Cooper is still a number one receiver, but he's good enough to be a competent number one, if that makes sense.
How good do you think, like, if you could put him, compare Josh Allen, like, historically to quarterbacks? Like, we're comparing, like, Pat Mahomes right now is up there with Manning and Brady. That's, at least I'm not saying that's my opinion. I'm saying that's just the consensus right now. And, people are just, the people that are just basic watchers are seeing that. Where would you put Josh Allen on a historical scale?
On a historical scale,
Yeah. Well, who would you compare him to?
who would I
Some
put?
people are thinking like he. Some people think like Manning, not Manning. Mahomes and Allen are like Peyton Manning and Tom Brady. I guess what they're comparing them to.
Yeah, that's not true. I think if you, I mean, it's hard to do that, but I look at it, I think it's easier to do it like in basketball context. So I would say he's kind of. If his career continues to go the same with like not winning much individually, but playing well and playing good team ball, I'll say something like Carmelo in basketball. So maybe by the time his career ended, a top 30 or 40 player quarterback. Well, let me not say quarterback. I don't know. How
Tony
many
Romo.
good quarterbacks are there?
Oh, nah, Tony Romo.
Yeah.
Tony Romo may have been one of the most overrated quarterbacks in
But
NFL history.
that's what I'm saying. I'm giving overrated.
Yeah. Josh Allen, he wouldn't, he, like, if his career continued as it's going right now, he wouldn't be top 20 quarterback all time. I'll probably put him in like the 30s or the 40s. He'd be one of those QBs that we would say, like, our generation would be like, man, you remember Josh Allen, how good he was? But like the next couple of generations, it wouldn't be. He wouldn't be like that person. It's like a Clyde Drexler or something.
I mean, Russ is kind of. I mean, if you want to be honest, I mean, if Russ without the Super Bowls, they're kind of similar like that. Russ was really hyped up at the beginning of his career, and I mean, he really had like statistically and.
Well, I think that's because of Super Bowls, though.
Yeah.
Because he won his Super Bowl, I think, his second season or
it
third.
Yeah, he did.
Third. So, like, I think Russ only has clout because of the Super Bowls. Josh Allen doesn't have clout because of Super Bowls, obviously. I think Josh Allen is better than Russ.
Would you take Matt Ryan in his prime or Josh Allen right now?
Josh Allen.
Oh, okay. All right. Now, I agree, but I think he was. Okay. I would too.
I'm not a hater, bro. I'm just real.
Josh Allen or Philip Rivers?
Josh Allen or Philip Rivers?
Yeah.
Probably Josh Allen still, to be honest.
I honestly, that's what I'm comparing him to, is Philip Rivers. Like, historically, I think he's basically Philip Rivers right now. Philip Rivers put up insane numbers. But, I mean, I've seen Josh Allen put up insane numbers, but I'm saying just give him Philip Rivers as props. Like, Philip Rivers was a baller. Josh Allen, I think, is a baller. But Philip never won anything, so.
Yeah, Philip was also in the conference with Brady and Manning and all of them. And then the other good teams was like the Ravens, Steelers. He had a lot of competition. I feel like if Philip Rivers was in the NFC, like Drew Brees, he would be looked at a little bit more, a little bit better. Like Drew Brees had the benefit of being in the NFC. And the NFC wasn't always like super bad or nothing like that, but I think it was. If you're talking about quarterbacks, I think quarterback, like the top tier quarterbacks is always in the AFC.
You are one of the, I mean, thank you for saying that because no one ever brings that up when they're talking about Drew Brees. I like whenever there's an argument about Drew Brees, no one ever brings that up that he was in the NFC. And he wasn't over there in the AFC with Brady, Manning, Ben, Philip Rivers. He wasn't over there with them. He was competing by himself. I mean, who, maybe one other quarterback in the NFC.
Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers, okay.
And then that's when you start getting into like the Matt Ryan, Cam Newton.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think who else was over there.
Cam was a year. Cam was what, like 5 years maybe? You had Cam in his prime.
Yeah. Who was your quarterback back then, Jamie?
Let's not discuss.
I mean,
he had Tony,
but like you said, Tony was overrated. Tony was overrated though. Kurt Warner for a small bit.
Yeah, maybe a little bit McNabb, I guess.
McNabb, but like, but AFC, like off the top of our dome, like we just those quarterbacks I just named Brady, Manning, Ben, Philip Rivers. Those were like generational quarterbacks.
The NFC hate y'all have is insane.
Say again.
The NFC hate you guys have. The slander.
I didn't say they were bad. I feel like the NFC had better overall teams, but the AFC had better quarterbacks. And if you have
probably because they finish so low and they draft so high.
Hey, that was.
First of all, Brady was the last pick in the draft. So Flacco was like in the fourth round. I don't know when the Big Ben get drafted. He was first round, right?
Yeah, it was first round.
Philip Rivers and Drew Brees actually swap places. I'm trying to think who else we talked about. Well, Drew Brees was on the Chargers.
Manning was number one overall, wasn't he?
Was he number one?
I think he was number one.
Number one? I thought he was like seven. What am I thinking about? It was like seven.
I think Peyton was
number one. Oh, Eli was over there too in the NFC. But
Eli's another Tony Romo. But actually, no, Eli is a Russell Wilson. That's who he is. A worse Russell Wilson. In my opinion, he's worse than Russell Wilson.
Yeah, honestly, like if you put Eli at the same career without his last name, he wouldn't be looked at as the same person.
Yeah. But since we're talking about quarterbacks, is this a good?
Should we talk about the boy getting benched? Oh, just kidding.
Oh, yes, please. No, you brought it up now. No, you brought it up now. Now to talk about it. What? Mike Tomlin, what are you doing? We have 30 points. You know, last time Steelers had this many points? Yes.
Huh?
2019, y'all. 2019.
31. What's
the he should have had like 39 or 36.
He didn't play that well though, did he? Justin Fields?
No, he played well. He had what did he had? He had like, I mean, even if Justin did have a glowing stat line, he's 4-2. When's the last time we were 4-2?
But is that because of the defense or is that because Justin Fields?
You still defense gets most of the credit, but they're at least putting our offense in a position to execute. In the past, the defense did the same thing doing now, but the offense was so bad that we couldn't execute. It'd be like
y'all were still winning games the same way though. I mean, y'all look better for sure on offense than previously, but you're still barely winning games because of the defense.
There's still games that they're barely winning, but like I know y'all seem like we're blowing this out of proportion, but like think about from a Steelers fan, every single game that I've watched the last 3 years has been like under pressure. I have to hold my breath the last 2 minutes of the game. Every single game.
Gave me like 10 to 9.
Yes, every single game is like that. But the Chargers in this game were the first two games in a long time where I could enjoy the last 8 minutes of the game. And like, shoot, I know we're going to win. That hasn't been heard of. That has not been heard of in a while. And I don't care if you can call it mediocre, I call it stepping stone.
Like, Najee played well.
He did play well.
That's what it really was.
Najee played well. But I mean, if it really goes against what Mike really is, because Mike is a don't, if it ain't broke, don't fix it thing. You know, that's why he held Duck Hodges. He let Duck Hodges play for about 6 weeks while Mason was healthy. That's why he let Kenny play. So if it ain't broke, don't fix it. That's why he let Mason in the last like 4 weeks of the game, even though Kenny's picking.
This is what y'all need though. You don't need that idea no more. All you're gonna do is win 8, 9, or 10 games, make the playoffs, lose first round again. Like something you gotta switch up. Where you're gonna have to keep having the same season for a decade. Like I said, the best thing for y'all is to either be really bad or really good. Like stop being mid. Like either be really bad so you can get a quarterback, or be really good. So obviously you want to be really good.
I think if we put Russ in, we're gonna be mid again. I think we have a better chance of actually making noise for Justin Fields and quarterback.
No, you don't.
Have you seen the game?
Making noise is not making the playoffs for y'all. Making noise is making noise
in the playoffs. That's what I mean. Making noise in the playoffs. What I mean. If we had a playoff game,
no way you believe that.
We have a better shot with Justin Fields. Justin Fields brings a dynamic element to the game that Russell Wilson cannot. Russell Wilson it literally be like putting a better Kenny Pickett or Mason Rudolph, more experienced one who makes smarter decisions in the game. It's the same thing. Run the ball. Oh, play action pass. I'm gonna get it with that. That's Russell Wilson
was slandering Justin.
You're right. We tackled this 3 weeks ago.
I don't care.
We already tackled this 3 weeks ago. Why are we bringing this up, Jamie?
I'm tackling it every time.
Oh, yes, America. Yes. I was a Justin Fields hater. But after I saw what he can do for our offense, there is another element to the game that he brings. I think he gives us a better shot at winning games than Russell Wilson.
I just feel like with Justin Fields, it's going to be a guaranteed similar season as previously. You might make or miss the playoffs, and if you do, you're not going to win any games in the playoffs. At least now with Russ, like, and Russ might be the same exact thing. But at least you can see. So the next year, if you need to cut both of them,
What are you getting with Russ that you aren't getting with Justin Fields?
An opportunity to see what he can do. Also,
no, because, I don't know. Like,
no, because listen. Listen, if Russ comes in and is terrible, then you know for a fact, okay, Justin Fields is the guy, like, moving forward. Or at least, let's just say for this year, the guy moving forward. If he's really good, then you say, okay, Russ is staying in. And if he's mid, just like Justin Fields, then it's just pick who you want.
But why put him in if you know it's working with this? You know it's working with Justin Fields. You know it is. Is it not?
I think, you know what it is? I think because your bar is so low for Steelers offense that you think the Steelers,
we're
because Listen, your bar is so low because they've been so bad for the past couple years. But right now, as a neutral fan, like I'm taking my Ravens bias out of it. As a neutral fan, the offense is still mid. It's not bad, but it's mid. At least Russ, you can see it might get better.
Is
But
it better than the other years though?
yeah, it is. It is. But now you're comparing it to just how y'all were the past couple of years. But if you're comparing it to the NFL of today, it's still mid.
You're telling me, I'm not like arguing right now. I'm asking a serious question. You're telling me this is your thought process that you think Russell Wilson could, not will, could bring a higher level play to the game. Is that what you're saying?
My thought is see what he can do, because as of right now, it's still early to technically still early in the season. If he's bad, or if he's bad, then put Justin Fields back in next week. Let's just, because right as of right now, the offense is still very mid, and y'all are not going to do anything in the playoffs, whether you think they are or not. Even if they make
I don't think
the
they are. I don't think they could.
playoffs.
I mean, just judging off of what I've seen, like they were able to stay what somewhat competitive last year. Did we make playoffs last year? Or we missed? I think we missed it. Did we?
No, didn't he play the Bills or something in
Yeah,
first
we played the
round?
Bills. We made all right, so they made the playoffs last year. They made the playoffs, and then he got the playoffs. And who's the quarterback in the playoffs? Remind me of that. Mason Rudolph, right? The way they are able to move the ball. I know, and y'all, yeah, you're right. My bar is low. Only reason my bar is low because I'm banked, because the defense has ca always has carried us for the last 4 years. They've carried us, carried us, carried us. They're still right now, they're carrying us, but the offense is able to carry somewhat of their own weight. And so I think that, translate a little bit more. Am I saying we're Super Bowl bound? No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm not. But I am saying that this team has a better shot. I think they have a better shot than Justin Fields to actually win a playoff game than an ordinary style, a similar style quarterback as Russell Wilson. So Russell's very similar to what we've had in the past. Very similar.
So as of right now, let's just throw some teams out there that we think are going to make the playoffs or potentially make the playoffs. And you tell me, if you have a playoff game against them, do you have real faith that you can beat that team?
Okay, I would like that. Yeah.
So I go one by one. The Chiefs,
No.
the Ravens,
Because we know the Ravens. Yeah. That's the only reason why. Only reason.
The Texans.
Based off what I've seen this year, based off not like assuming that they'll be in playoff, just based off what we've seen, right? Is that safe to say?
Based off what you've
So
seen this year.
if it's based off what I've seen these past 5 weeks, not saying I'm going to assume they're a November ball. Based off what we've seen these past 5 weeks, I think it could be the Texans. I do.
You do?
Based off the past 5 weeks.
The Bills.
Until they got Amari Cooper. Then yeah. Until they got
The
Amari Cooper.
Jets.
Yeah.
The who else? Who else is potentially there? Maybe the Colts.
Yes. That was BS. That one came such BS that we lost.
You already lost to,
We
right?
beat ourselves. Like, that was
The
ridiculous. But it's whatever.
Bengals, if they make a run.
Yes. I ain't gonna lie.
And then I guess, let me see. The Dolphins, if Tua comes back.
No.
And the Chargers.
No.
So that and then everybody else is probably not gonna make the playoffs in the AFC. So you only said yes to maybe two of those teams?
Say three.
Yeah.
I think we could.
I
I'm not
mean,
believing.
that's fine, but all I'm saying is it doesn't hurt to see what Russ can do in week seven when you're middling anyway. You could be bad, you could be good, you still don't know.
That's fine. I think Mike is making a mistake here. I say you keep.
Does he need
No.
to be fired?
Oh no! I told my dad if they lost this last week, you consider putting him on a hot seat because of how we lost that Dallas game. It was so bad. That was probably the worst game I've seen in a long time. How we lost, how we got out coached, was so bad. It was so bad. It was bad. of all that. And I stayed up till 1 o'clock in the morning.
You know.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there you go.
All right, Reek, let's hear your list.
All right. My list. I'm gonna start with number 32 today.
Huh?
I'm gonna skip 31 through 11, but I gotta start at number 32.
Okay, please. Who's
the worst? Deshaun Watson is awful. Oh my
goodness. Oh my God.
Bring the hate.
He might be worse. This isn't hate, this is just truth telling. He might be worse than some of the backups. I think Joe Flacco is, well, obviously we saw it last year. Joe Flacco is better than Deshaun Watson. And Joe Flacco's not even starting anymore. I mean, Deshaun is like awful, Jamie. Since Tobias is not here, I'm just talking to you.
Where is Jameis? Put him in.
I'm telling you, I think it's the owner that's telling Coach Stefanski not to, because they're paying him so much, not to bench him. I feel like Coach Stefanski wants to bench him.
Well, he needs to be benched. Sorry.
He does. All right. So the real list. Number 10, Brock Purdy. He was on the list earlier this year, and now he's back. He's played a couple good games, and hopefully for me, CMC comes back in a couple weeks. I'm banking on it. That was my hope with my trade with Tobias today. I'm banking on CMC in a couple weeks. Number 9 is Jordan Love. Jordan Love, he wasn't on the list earlier because he was hurt, but now he's healthy. They're playing good. Jordan Love made it back up here. Number 8 is Kirk Cousins. By the way, I took Mahomes off the list. I only had him up there because they were 5-0. He's not playing good this year, even though they had a bye week this week.
Special.
He had a bye week this week, but I don't know. I can't use like his previous years as he's like 6 interceptions, 6 touchdowns. Anyway, number 8 is Kirk Cousins. Number 7 is Jared Goff. He jumped up a lot. The Lions look real good right now. I still don't think they can beat the Ravens, but that's just my take. Number 6 is Baker Mayfield. I think, I don't know where he was last week. Number 4, he was 4 last week. He fell a little bit. He threw 3 picks in the first half.
It wasn't pretty.
Yeah. And he's going to lose again next week, which sucks.
All right.
I'll be there. Number 5. Huh?
Is that all right?
Number 5 is Josh Allen. He moved back a spot, but he's leveled out since those first 3 weeks. Since they started playing some actual teams, they've looked average. Number 4 is Sam Darnold. He was on a bye week this week too, but he's still there. Number 3 is CJ Stroud. Number 2 is Jaden Daniels. And number 1, y'all say it with me.
Justin Fields.
Lamar Jackson. This is the first time he's been number 1 all year.
Good for him.
I know, right? Man, my boy, man. It's just something about Lamar. I don't know. He's so good at his job. No, but honestly, though, it looks kind of insane. Like, Lamar passing this year, and I think this has helped because everybody's trying to sell out on the run a little bit, but the passing just looks incredible. Like his actual throws, like on the dot, and the receivers are actually catching the ball. Mark Andrews finally showed up. Finally.
And I benched him.
Yeah, but then you had who you got? Laporta. Who else you got?
Ingram. So it was fine.
Yeah, Ingram did play well. But yeah, so that's my list. Make it real quick since Tobias rushing us.
I'm surprised, Josh. Oh no, I'm surprised. Honestly, I would have thought CJ should be lower. I didn't think he was playing too well this year.
CJ, I mean, it's partially
the past couple weeks, I guess. Really.
Yeah, partially the team, and then everybody else is kind of the two undefeated people are on a bye week, and then everybody else is kind of falling off a little bit, except Lamar and Jaden played well against us last week too. He was throwing some dimes.
He was.
but everybody else is kind of falling off a little bit. Like Baker threw three touchdowns. They scored 51, but he threw three picks. I'm sorry. Well, Baker better got to pick it back up. Everybody has kind of slowed down a little bit. I think this usually happens. The quarterbacks kind of go crazy at the beginning of the year, then the defenses start understanding with film. So everybody's trying to
They get
slow
more
down.
film on them.
Yeah.
All right.
But yeah, that's the list this week. Put in the comments what you think you should change or what you think should not. Well, don't say what you think shouldn't. That wouldn't make sense, but.
We don't care what you think.
Well, some of us do.
I'm just kidding.
You're not, and it's okay.
Kidding.
Okay,
Okay, what's next?
y'all want to talk about some college football?
Oh,
Oh yeah,
right.
what's y'all's number one takeaway from
I
college
don't
football
have
this
like a
year?
takeaway from last weekend. My takeaway is that the AP poll sucks. It always has, it always will. It's ridiculous. And I
The who?
the poll that comes out
Oh.
I think it's stupid.
Didn't Alabama lose again, or they barely won?
Yeah. Part of my take is that I have a take that the Big Ten is better. I know I make this take every single year, but honestly, this year I'm this time I'm actually for real. I'm actually for real this year. I genuinely do think the Big Ten is more entertaining and they're playing better football right now than the SEC. You look, SEC hasn't really fulfilled those big power, big name SEC schools really haven't fulfilled expectations. You look at Georgia and Alabama. Alabama got beat by Vandy and then almost lost to South Carolina. And sure, yeah, you can just make the argument that it's the SEC. Everyone's good in the SEC. Yeah, sure, you can make that argument. But Georgia hasn't been all that impressive either this year, for being correct. They struggled with Clemson first game, who they're supposed to apparently, blow off the water, at least according to Georgia fans. Then they struggled. They really didn't beat Mississippi State how they should have. They left 31 points. That great Georgia defense let up 31 points last week. Then, of course, you have the Bama game that we knew about. So, well, they're going to get tested next week with Texas.
Who's the best, who do you think is the best team in Big Ten? Penn State?
On it,
Because Ohio, then
okay,
Ohio
y'all
State
getting
just
this wrong.
lost.
They lost. So, bear chairs. I still think Ohio State is the best team in the Big Ten. But Oregon is really good. Very good.
Ugh.
Very good.
Is that your favorite?
I think it's Oregon. I think Oregon series, Ohio State series. Believe it or not, y'all, Penn State series. They did something they haven't done in years, and that's go on the road and win a big game. You can say USC is unranked all you can, but going out west, no away game, it's tough, man.
About Oregon?
No, USC.
No, he said somebody went out west.
Oh, Penn State did.
Oh, I was like, Oregon's already out west.
Yeah.
I'm tired of everybody planting flags like they think they're Baker
Yeah, like
Mayfield.
that's what are
Stop.
y'all doing?
Stop.
It takes away from the thing of everybody's doing it too.
Yeah,
Stop.
like what are you
It's
doing?
not cute. It's not funny. It's been done. Grow up. Do
Not
something.
demure.
You're not Baker. You never will be. So
And
stop.
also, that was crazy. The Texas thing, yeah, about them planting Baker's flag, like that is the definition of rent free.
Right. And
That's
that
a,
man does not think about you.
somebody beat up on you that bad that you're thinking about that man 6 years, 6, 7 years later. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's true. Especially in college, where it's
Yeah, college,
a whole new generation of
yeah,
students.
like bro, are you kidding me?
Yeah, that's weird. And then Texas is supposed to be the better team, so it's like
My
it
God.
would be better if you were the underdog, and you did it. But
Idiots.
like, you're the better. It's like if I don't know.
It's almost like they hardly ever win the Red River rivalry, and they just had
Yeah,
to be so excited about it. Weird.
it's a poverty. That's a poverty. University.
Poverty
It's poverty university.
program.
Poverty program action. That's what that is. A
Nasty.
PPA.
Say it again, James.
Nasty.
Nasty.
Poverty program.
Oh.
Like, act
Better
like you won a freaking game before. Grow up.
than
Exactly.
Mailing. Mailing will get
This is
upset.
the second time they planted the flag. They did it against Michigan. Who, like,
They did. That was weird.
miss me.
I'm not gonna lie. That was weird. Like, what? Like, what do we do to y'all?
They're acting like they've never won a game. Stop. We all expect that you're good. We know you're good.
What do we do to y'all? That
Grow up.
was even weir way weir even more weirder because Michigan's even worse.
Yeah, exactly, bro. Like, you seen our offense? I mean, we are worse than Iowa. Iowa put up more points than us against Washington. Iowa.
Two
Do
whole
you?
separate conferences, and it's, I guess, because y'all are the champs right now, but like,
Don't
if y'all were
care.
still
It's not
good in
the
the
same. It's not the
champs.
same. It's not the same team. Like, it's not. It's a totally different coach, totally different offense, totally different quarterback, totally different offense, the line. Like, everything's different about this program right now. Like,
Texas doesn't know
stop
how to
complaining.
be good. They don't know how to handle it.
You're
This
right.
is
Exactly.
weird for them.
Poverty program. No, we're gonna clip this. Texas is a poverty program, is what they
Was
are.
a PPA, poverty program action.
Hey, I like it. There we go. PPA.
That was a
That's gonna
PPA.
be the name of this
Chill,
episode, by the
guys. I'm a Texas fan.
way. Now you are. Well, Ohio
Okay,
State is
well,
actually
you're
good.
poverty.
Huh?
Embarrassing.
No, I'm a Maryland fan. I bleed red, yellow, and black
Okay.
for
We bleed
life.
black and gold. Also, Kennesaw State, if, well, you know, everybody knows we record this the day before. Kennesaw State is playing right now. So
Yeah, they're about to
we
get
need
taken
y'all.
out of the game.
They are.
That's a poverty franchise.
They need to get out of the dang Division One. Like, what are we doing? We are losing right now. I don't even know the score, but
I thought it
I'm guess
just
what it is.
started.
Oh shoot, guys! 2 minutes. Okay. Whoa, it's first quarter and we're driving on Middle Tennessee State. If we
And first of all,
don't win this
Jamie,
game.
we can't be a poverty franchise, a poverty program, because we're not up there. We're not on that echelon. Like we're just
You're not
we're
even
still
on the echelon
we're
of being
still we're, we're
poverty.
still we're still moving up. Our first
We're
football
a
game ever was like 10 years ago.
underprivileged program. That's what we are. We're not poverty. Underprivileged program. That's what we
Yeah.
are.
We don't have the resources. Like, we got to give
Exactly,
them time.
exactly, exactly.
Yeah.
But
You mean to tell
yeah.
me y'all ain't got any rich boosters in Kennesaw? Don't play with me.
We probably the richest boosters in Kennesaw. You look at
That's
them.
what. Goodbye.
Wait, you look at them
Yeah, it's us. They're funding our architecture program.
Yeah. Let me stop talking about them. They're my client right now. Let me stop messing with them.
Yeah, I'm gonna clip it and send it
Hey. You're the
to
sole reason the project gets pulled.
him. No, that's wild. Because
We go wait to after, but you know.
the whole podcast can go downhill.
Happy end. But all right, y'all want this? I gotta get my food. So y'all want the scripture of the week?
Yeah,
Get
bro,
it.
go ahead. Go ahead. Do what you gotta do, my
All
guy.
right. It says from Colossians. How you say it? Colossians?
I
Colossians?
say
Colossians?
Colossian.
Colossians.
Colossian.
Colossians. Yeah, like colossal. No, nobody got that. Cool. Colossians 1, verse 27. It says, to them would make known what are the riches of glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ in you, the hope of glory. That's your scripture for the week.
Good
Yeah, let it be for the
description.
week. I'll take it.
Before you go, if you want to read, Malin's just in his Heisman list. If you want to read it off real quick.
My phone is acting up right now. I can't even look
All
at
right.
notifications because it keeps dying. So you read it.
All right, yeah. Jimmy, go ahead.
All right. We're gonna make it real quick. Malin's Heisman list. Austin. I'm not gonna butcher the name. Wait. Oh, what
One.
name's off the list now?
What?
You gotta say
Oh.
it, but you don't know
Anyway,
who you're talking.
Ashton. Travis Hunter.
This is from the top, by the way, number one.
I thought it was
Yes.
Ashanti.
Ashton Jaunty.
That's Ashanti.
I thought it
Well,
was
he typed
Anthony.
Ashton anyway. I'm just
It's
reading. I'm just reading. He typed Ashton.
No, yeah, so we got y'all flame Malin for saying
It is
Ashton.
Ashton.
It's
Travis.
Ashanti. Ashante, whatever. Ashanti,
Is
Ashanti.
Ashton his brother?
No, there's no Ashton Jeunty. This
Who
is
does he play
Ashanti.
on? Boise State?
Boise State, yeah.
That is Ashton.
It's Ashanti Jin, right? Is it? I'm not saying. Is it Ashton?
No, it's Ashton. Definitely Ashton.
Oh, it's Ashton. Oh, yeah. I'm
Keep
wrong.
on.
Hey, I'm wrong, bro. I thought it was Ashanti.
Y'all flame Tobias. All right.
Orlando
Yo, hey, y'all,
Ashton.
man.
F from the top. Make it
Yeah.
drop. Ashton
Hey.
Fenty. Travis Hunter. Dylan, I think I'm a traitor because I switched schools because Oklahoma. Gabriel. Cam Ward. And then it's a tie between Milroe and Cade Klubnik.
Malin Williams, great Heisman list until you got after Cam Ward. That is just biased right now. I don't know if that's bias. I don't know what that is. But Milroe and Cade Klubnik don't need to touch this doggone
I was
Heisman
going to say,
list
Miro
ever.
shouldn't.
Milroe should and Cade should not. A man that was on the verge of losing his starting job a year ago should not be on the list for Heisman. A man who got blasted earlier this year should not be on the Heisman. No. That is not the definition of a Heisman. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Is it? No. Give that. Might as well. They might as well give that thing to Ashton Gentry and call it
Well, all right then.
Cade is not. And also, one of my coworkers sent me something, said the Clemson radio said that Cade Klubnik is the best quarterback in college football right now.
Bruh.
Yeah.
Over Shador?
Over Shador. Over Shador, over Cam Ward, over
I'm kidding, I'm
Dylan
kidding.
Gabriel, over Jalen Milroe, over Carson
Dylan
Beck, over all of them.
Gabriel too.
I put Beck over Cade. Heck, I may put Drew Aller over Cade.
Ewers, what about Archie?
I put Arch over Cade.
How many games he
Yo, why'd
played?
you look at
Three.
Jamie? Yeah.
Okay,
Jamie looked up like, okay.
now you tripping.
Yeah.
All right, well, goodbye.
All right.
We right,
already
goodbye.
did the scripture.
We did. We
Wait,
did the
like,
scripture.
subscribe, tell your mom, tell your friends, steal everyone's phone, and give us 5 stars. Tell us hate about Malin and Tyreek's list because we do care what you say.
We do.
Let us know.
I
And
don't.
don't call me to talk about it. Comment it.
Yeah.
Who calls? What
Kyle.
at them?
Huh?
It's
No,
probably Kyle.
I'm not gonna give him any clout.
Oh, my bad.
If you want clout, then you comment. Then
Period.
no, it wasn't Kyle. All right.
All right, people. Peace,
Bye,
love, and
y'all.
hair grease. Y'all take care. Have a blessed one.
Do what?
Peace,
love, and hair grease. And hashtag and lickum.
Okay.
Hasta luego. Hasta la
Shams
vista.
mom, Shams mom,
Bitch.
Shams mom, Shams mom.
That's too easy. You never heard of me?